Okay, we start the sugya of Lysis Gaididu. There are two things I'd like to just be misadder before we start the sugya. First of all, the sugya of Lysis Gaididu sandwiches another sugya. The top piece of Yudalad Amud Aleph is a sugya unto itself. The question of whether Beis Shammai has a right to do kedivreyim or not. That's halacha lemaisa. It's a question every time Bezdin paskins and Roiva the Bezdin paskins one way and the Miyot paskins the other way, whether the Miyot has a right to do like their Shita. And that's a separate inyan. We're going to skip it temporarily because we have to connect the two sugyas of Lysis Gaididu, but we will, in Yitzhak Hashem, come back to it. So that's the first point. The second thing is regarding Lysis Gaididu. As you all know, Lysis Gaididu is an isser to have two different minhagim in one place. That's Lysis Gaididu. The Gemara and the Rishayim and the Achrayim go back and forth, and it's easy to lose focus because there are a lot of different aspects of Lysis Gaididu. I think to get a klarkeit, the way to think about the sugya is that Lysis Gaididu is an isser to have two minhagim in one place. What we're doing in the sugya is learning, trying to take out of the sugya the exceptions, the kulas. So we're going to try to figure out a kul of a Magen Avraham, a kul of a Prima Gadim, a kul of a Chasam Sofer, a kul of Rava or Abaya. Basically, the focus is we're starting that Lysis Gaididu, everything is our service to minhagim, except what are the exceptions? That's what we're going to try to do as we learn the Gemara. So in order to give it a good focus, when you learn the Gemara, there are so many pratim, this is, I think, the focus. I think we all know that we live in a city and in a time where the inyanim of Lysis Gaididu seem, for one reason or another, to be ignored. We all go to shuls, where some people put on tefillin, wind the tefillin in one direction, some people wind it in another direction. Some people have the yud, the dalit on the back of their tefillin shaped like the dalit. And some have what they call a double dalit, it looks more like a box for the yud of the tefillin. We never think about it as Lysis Gaididu. We just talk to each other. Shuls have Sfarad Sidurim and Ashkenaz Sidurim and Ari Sidurim. And we don't even think about the fact that it would seem that there are issues here of Lysis Gaididu. And therefore, we really have to start the sugya assuming that we're starting that Lysis Gaididu, everything's aser, except that we have to try to figure out which inyanim come up in the Gemara that are mutter. So let's see, let's start the Gemara and we'll try to take it one step at a time. The second wide line is Yabu Beisol Paislim. Hasul Amali, I did the Tanachal to Tananami Nisiyabu. Tanan Hasul. Megillah Nikreis Bechad Asa Bishneim Asa Bishleisha Asa Barab Asa Bechamisha Asa Lai Pachas Lai Isa. It says that you can read the Megillah in Chodesh Adar either on the 11th, 12th, 13th, 14th, or 15th. So really two dinim here. The din of 14th and 15th, which is that in a regular city, we lane, we all know you Purim on the 14th, and in a city that's Mukav Chaimah, like in Yerushalayim, they lane the 15th. There's another din, that the Kfarim that are Nichnasim, the people who live in the outlying farms and come into Iyarais, on Mondays and Thursdays, are allowed to be magdim to the 11th, the 12th, or the 13th. So there are two sets of cities. There's a set of cities that's naig bizman hazeh, the cities that are mukav chayma, not mukav chayma. That's one set of dinim. And there's another one, which is the cities that are magdim, 11th, 12th, 13th. We haven't heard of any such thing bizman hazeh, any such cities that are magdim liyam haknisa, but the din of the Gemara is that there is such a thing. So So it says there in the Mishnah Lepachs of Le'Yisr that you can't lay earlier than 10th or later in the 15th but those 5 days. You can switch around the days. Amalei Reish Lakash Rabbi Eichanan Ikrikan Laisis Gaidadu Laisasu Agudais Agudais. Over here we have a problem. It's becoming two different groups. What does it mean? What's becoming two different groups? So Rashi says that there are two kashas. That the kfarim are laning 11, 12, 13. That's one problem. And also that the book of Chaim is laning on the 15th. So Rashi, in Rashi, Dibra HaMaslo Esasso Agudes Agudes, says, it's near a Kenaigan based Tyrus, Keshekayin Kfarin Esamagil Abiyan Knesa. That's one problem. And another problem, V'yaris Kedailas B'yadal L'mukam Chaim V'tezvav. So you have three groups. You have those that are Magdim, those that lay in the 14th, those that lay in the 15th. So Reish Lakish Yesh Rabbi Yechidon Diskasha. So the Gemara explains Loisis Gaididu. Hi Loisis Gaididu Mibayilei L'gufei Dam Rachmano Loisasu Chabura Al Neis. And for the Gemara, in Kein Leim Al-Kara Loisis Gaididu. My Loisis Gaididu Shmami No Alach Yudas. Vem L'kul Alach Yudas and Kein Leim Al-Kara Loisis Gudu. So he asked him a kasha. He asked him that how could it be on Purim that you have different places that lay the Megillah on different days? That's the kasha that Reish Lakish is Rav Yechanan. I don't mean it's Tzukai, it's kasha from two aspects of that Mishnah. The three Amagdim. You're off your basic gimel. Those 3 days, you're allowed to be married. No, it's a kfarim I'm acting. What? But it says in the Megillah, and therefore what? This is also really sure. Learned. But to be magdim is also something we learn from the Megillah. It's a kasha from two aspects of the Mishnah. There's a kasha from the fact that there's your dalet. Now, there's some who are magdim. That's agudas agudas.
That's true.
Tesov is also shver because even if there was no kedima, the mice is some like yudal, some like tesvav. So right, that's a problem. No?
That's what we're doing.
That says in the Megillah. We dash him from the Megillah, you're off your base gimel also. We dash him from Sukkim the Megillah too. So, Megillah is not that Rashi, Megillah is still the Rabbah. I understand the kashas from both. Rashi later, Rashi Amina says, this seems to say the ikka kashas from Tesla and Yadalit. The Rashi Amina l'chana, Rashi only brings the other kash. So this is the Gemara's kasha. You all learned the Gemara's kasha. Not only that, you learned the rest of the Gemara. Where does the Gemara answer this kasha? What happens in the Gemara? Reish Lakish Yesh Rabbi Yechanan kasha. Rabbi Yechanan says, why are you asking from there? Ask for somewhere else. And now I'm from somewhere else, from somewhere else, from somewhere else. And we get sidetracked. Where does the Gemara answer the kasha that Reish Lakish is asking Rabbi Yechanan? The end of the sugya. You learned everything. If I come in, I ask you the original Gemara's kasha. Where's the teretz to the kasha? Where are you answering this kasha Reish Lakish asked Rabbi Yechanan? Reish Lakish asked Rabbi Yechanan. How could it be that Chazal would make a takana that some cities do this and some do that? That's agudas agudas. What's the teretz? Where in the Gemara do you see an answer? The problem is that there's no clear teretz in the Gemara. Rabbi Yechanan didn't answer Reish Lakish. By Rav Ari, that's how you understood. Okay. The Rosh brings two mahalchim. The Rosh has two ways to understand how we're answering the kasha from Megillah. Two ways to understand. Avi, each one is a kula and Lysis guided. I'll tell you his second one first. His first one second. Just you'll see why. His second teretz, he says, is that Abaye and Rava are coming to answer this kasha. At the end of the Gemara, when Abaye talks about Beis Batei Dinim, it's coming to answer the kasha. Not so clear how Abaye and Rava are answering, what has to do with Beis Batei Dinim. But we could wait till we get to Abaye and Rava. The Rosh says one pshat, that Abaye and Rava, and Yadalit and Aleph, are coming to answer this kasha. That's one pshat that the Rosh says, and like I said, we'll leave that for you, Dalet Amud Aleph. I want to spend time on is the Rosh's first teretz. The Rosh in his first teretz says that there's such a simple answer to the question. Rav Yechonon Lechosh, he didn't bother answering Reish Lakish because there's a very simple answer to the question. What's the answer? It's not Agudais Agudais. If in Yerushalayim they line Tezvav and I line Yudalit, or if in the Kfarim they line Yudbeis and I line Yudalit, because if I lived in Yerushalayim, I would do that way also. It's a din that no Chayma Yudalit, yes Chayma Tezvav. So Yerushalayim Yin and I, we don't have a machlaikis. Are we arguing? I hold this, he holds that? No. In my place, I do my thing. In your place, you do your thing. If I be in your place, and you be in my place, I would do like you, you do like me. There's no inyan of machlaikis here. There's no dispute here. What dispute is there here? There's no dispute, there's no fight, there's no argument. That's how Chazal made a takana. That these people laying it off your basic gimel, these people laying your dalit, these people laying this. So Memela is up to Rush. On that, there's no issue, there's no machlaikis. And it's such a push to teretz, Rabbi Yechon didn't answer Reish Lakish. So what did he do? He told Reish Lakish, you should have asked a better kasha. You should have asked from here, you should have asked from there, you should have asked in the third place. You could have asked from so many other places, why did you pick the one kasha that there's such a simple teretz to? Now, this teretz is so, the first teretz of the Rosh, this teretz of the Rosh is so simple. It's hard to understand how Reish Lakish could understand differently. Right? And you go into a place and you'll say a kohen needs truma, Yisrael doesn't need truma. Slices guy they do kohen of eating truma, Yisrael are not. So why is that ridiculous? There's no machlokes. We all agree kohen eat truma, Yisrael don't eat truma, right? Well, you'll say you go to Yerushalayim, you'll say, look, on this mountain they makriv karbanos. On the other mountain, they're not makriv karbanos. Like this guy did. It's a ridiculous question. It's an absurd question because here is the Beis Hamikdash, you bring karbanos, and here's not the Beis Hamikdash, you don't bring karbanos. That in one halacha, there are places that have one din and places that have another din. That's a davar pashit. That's not a like this guy to do inyan. And therefore, Reish Lakish is very difficult to understand. What was Reish Lakish thinking? This teretz of the Rosh seems so obvious. You can ask Leis Gredzu from a million cases, all the other cases we have. The one case that doesn't seem to be Leis Gredzu is Kriyas Megillah. Because Kriyas Megillah is a case where that's Chazal's Takana Meikara. There's no dispute, there's no two minhagim, there's no two machlaikis, there's no machlaikis.
You can ask the same question, why is Takana Meikara such a Takana that looks like that Kriyas Megillah?
Okay, so the Chasam Sofer, this first piece in the Sechtes Megillah, Chasam Sofer says that Reish Lakish understood that Laisis Gaididu is a Dairaisa B'loi Tam. We don't say Tam of the Krah. Reish Lakish's Shita in Laisis Gaididu is that you're not allowed to have groups in Klal Yisrael. Not because it'll come to Machlaikis, not because it's Shtei Tairis. It's a Halacha B'loi Tam. You're not allowed to have two groups of Klal Yisrael. Now the Torah said Chayinim and Leviim are different. That the Torah said, but the Torah doesn't let us create two groups in Klal Yisrael. So then the Gemara is asking, Reish Lakish is asking. So we see the Rabbanim made a takana. They did create two groups in Klal Yisrael. They did create two groups by Yidden. How could that be? So he says. So Sefer learns that Rabbi Yochanan came and was mechadish. That Laisis Gaididu is because Shalai Yehira Kishtei Tairis. The reason for Laisis Gaididu is because Shalai Yehira Kishtei Tairis. That's Rashi and the Rosh's reason for Laisis Gaididu. It shouldn't look like two Tairis by Klal Yisrael. Since the reason is Shalai Yehira Kishtei Tairis, B'meila, Rabbi Yechanan says, Reish Lakish's Kash is not Shver, it's not Shtei Tairis. It's one Torah for everybody. Everyone agrees. If you're in a walled city, Tezvav. If you're not in a walled city, you're David. There's no Shtei Torahs. That's what I'm saying to Rosh.
So
I'm not going into Machlokes. Now I'm going into Rashi Rashi's reason that it's all Shtei Torahs.
Which is the whole thing like that.
We'll talk about the other reason in the Rambam holds. Not that way, we'll get to it.
If you learn Upshan Sugya Shtei Torahs, the whole Sugya from the beginning is that.
However, it is. The point is, Reish Lakish didn't hold this reason. Some Seifer says, Reish Lakish holds a Deiraisa without Talmud Dekra. There are no reasons for Deiraisas. And therefore, Reish Lakish held that this is the reason. The Torah said you can't have two groups. It's sure. How could the Rabbana make on Purim a group that's Yudal and a group that's Tesva? So Rabbi Yechaman said, no. It's not, you're not allowed to have two groups in Klal Yisrael. It's Shalei Einir, Kishtei Tairis. But you can have a halacha that on this day these people do it, on this day other people do it.
And make form for without to come to the city.
You bear off your basic gimel, right.
Right. So then it is in one place.
It's not, because if I'm now living in a city. If I would be a Ben Kfar, I would also learn Yud Aleph. That's the whole chap of the rush. The chap of the rush is that if I would be in your city, I would do it your way. And if you'll be in my city, you do it my way. That's not Shtei Torahs. That's a Torah that in this city you do this, in this city you do that. It's not Shtei Torahs. It's, you know, they had, what?
Here in the same city, this is taking place on two different days. So when the Kfarim come, when they come in, they're laying it on you the bay, let's say.
When the Bnei Kfar come into the city.
To this big city, and everybody else laying on your dollar.
Is that for sure so? That's a machlekes rishayim, actually. If when the Bnei Kfar come into the city, if the city also has a right to lay on the earlier day, or not. Taisin the Rosh Taka say that it's only the people who come in. It's Taka true. But that's goof. What you're saying is going to be an important part of the Rosh. Well, the Rosh is saying that if it's one halacha, and you're in your city, and I'm in my city, even when you come to my city, since if I would live in the farm, when I come to the city, I would lay the Megillah off your days and gimel. Says Malice is going to do. Because whatever you're doing when you come into the city, I would also do if I was in the farm coming into the city. So Memela, there's no difference. We're not. Rabbi Yechanan dismissed it like Chosh. He wouldn't even care, worry about Reish Lakish. Because it's Pashit that there's a reason that the Lice is going to do is a halacha of not making Shtei Torahs. Right, so we're not Reish Lakish was wrong. Reish Lakish, all the Rishonim give reasons, some give different reasons, but they all give an explanation of Lysis Kaki. Now what I told you now is Mistaver, and I think the first Teretz of the Rosh is something that we could all agree on. I don't think it's so much of a Chiddush. I'm going to ask you to turn to the Piskei HaRosh. After the Rosh in the back, there's something called Kitzer Piskei HaRosh. If you have the old fashioned Gemara's, it's page 280 or Kuf Mem on the days. If you have the new Gemaras, I hope it's there. I don't know. The Kitzer Piskei HaRosh Ice Test. Now, I'm not just picking out a Kitzer Piskei HaRosh. I don't typically learn through the Kitzer Piskei HaRosh. The Magen Avraham brings this Piskei HaRosh, some Sefer as well. And apparently, the way that this was. Now, this Kitzer Piskei HaRosh is called the Ramazim. Magen Avraham says Kosev b'Ramazim. Ramazim is this what our printer calls Kitzer Piskei HaRosh, and it's the last one in Perek Aleph, Ois Tes. Potentially, this Kitzer Piskei HaRosh could solve all our problems in Brooklyn with less Gaidadu, if we depending on how we understand it. Now we have to bear in mind the Kitzer Piskei HaRosh was written by the Tor. The Tor is the son of the Rosh. And he wrote a kitzer of the halachas that come out of the Rosh. We have to bear in mind, he is taking this from the Rosh Siman Tes, which I just told you. So let's see. The first part is simple. Tes. Ki amrino leisis gaididu. Dafka kagayim bezden echad bi'ir achas. Plag mayrin kebe shamay. Plag mayrin kebe sil. Dafka, if you have one bezden, some means the same thing, one shul. We have to one way, have to another way. That's awesome. But let's say in one city they do like Beishamai, in one city they do like Beisilo, that there's no sham. V'dover hatoli b'minig hamakaymais. Shebemokim zeh nogu kach. ubamakim ze nagul kach. Let's think of a contemporary example. Davar hatoli b'midding mekaymais shebamakim ze nagul kach ubamakim ze nagul kach. Good example. What? Gebrocht. Okay. He's very into Gebrocht because he's looking for a heter. The Shvari's Gebrocht and he never doesn't. Now let's say you have people come from Germany and they eat Gebrocht. See, Gebrocht isn't the greatest example because you don't do it in shul. Do it in homes. But what? A Tzvila Chalmai is a good example. Tzvila Chalmai, it has to do with Minach HaMakaymais. There's certain cities where they war. Basically, Nusach Ashkenaz places war tefillin, except for Vilna, except where the Gra had say, and in places in the rest of Europe did not wear tefillin chamayim. So here, now listen to what it says: Davar atoli b'minig hamakaymis, shebemokim zeh nagu kach, bemokim zeh nagu kach. So some people lived in this country and they were not able to put on tefillin chamayim. Some lived in that country, they didn't. Afilu niskapsu b'nei shtei hamakaymis bemokim echad. Even if people from the two places come together in one place, va'asa kol echad kemining mekaymai, and each person did like the place he comes from, leslan ba, there's no leses kaidinu. If you want to talk about kulas, this kitzapiske harash is an extraordinary kula. This would answer if we pass him like this. I don't know if we pass him like this rush. This rush, the way I understand it, is saying that. Let's say you come from Spain and you have the minig of Nusach Sfar, and I come from Germany and I have a minig of Nusach Ashkenaz. Now, if somebody from Spain goes to Germany, he has to keep the German minig. Somebody from Germany goes to Spain, he has to keep the Spanish minig. But that's not what happened. They all came to Brooklyn. They came together. Now, they're doing this way and they're doing this way. No problem, less one bar, there's no issue. Because I'm doing like my makim, you're doing like your makim. What's a svara? I can tell you, I think the svara is, huh? What's a svara?
The place you're in now has no
place I'm in now has no, that's true. But what's the svara that's not a good is a good is? That's not less going to do.
Now what?
That's what I think that's what he needs. This is based on the rush. I would agree. Look, you come from Germany, I come from Spain. If I would come from Germany, I would also daven Nusach Ashkenaz. If you came from Spain, you would also daven Nusach Sfar. What place is this guy to do? If I came from your place, you came from my place. Now, why am I saying that's the Svara? Because this is Kitzapiske Rush. I have to be built on that rush by Megillah. The rush by Megillah said, it's not like this guy to do. Because if I was in a walled city, I would do that. If you were in this city, you'd do this. It sounds like this Kitzapiske Harash is saying that as long as we come from different Makaibis, and each Makim had its clear meaning, it's not some new disagreement over what to do, it's an old meaning that Makaibis had Minhagim. It sounds like this Kitzapiske Harash is saying that that's perfectly okay. So from the Gemara in Pesachim, it's not a problem. But the Gemara in Pesachim could be talking that I come from one place and I go to the other place that has the other minig. So if you go from Germany to Spain, then we're maida that I have to keep Spain's minig. If you go from Spain to Germany, I might have to keep German minig. Niskapsu, he's always saying niskapsu b'mokim echad. The two of them came together in a place that doesn't have a minig kavua.
Why
not if I go to your city?
That's my
so that can't be like Adi said. That's a Mishnah Pesachim. That the Mishnah Pesachim says he can't. The rush can't hold that way. It has to. If a place has a minig, then the minig has to be nikva according to the place. But. If, yeah. The word minig has two meanings. What I'm talking about now is what? I'm talking about halachic machloikis, where there's a minute to follow one paisik or a minute to follow another paisik. The Gemara there is talking about a custom. A custom to do this, a custom to do malach, not to malach. Right? The Gemara asks, aye, what about Bisham Yisrael Balayla? That's also mini, but it's not mini. Good. Now, what? Who wrote that? Quote somebody. The cipher in Chelik Vav Tshuva Pei Vav brings this Piskei Harash, calls it Ramazim. Ramazim is a Piskei Harash. And he says that Tosfos Psachim Yudalid argues. Tosfos and Psachim Yudalid says the following. Tosfos there says about Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim was a city that didn't have too many Jews. In the generation before the Baalei Tosfos, in the 11th century, the 12th century, there were not too many Yidden Yerushalayim. Ramban writes that when he came to Yerushalayim, there were less than 10 people. They didn't have minyan. They didn't have. When you go to the Ramban shul in the old city, the Ramban shul was a shul that was set up with the hope that they should have minyan in the old city, in Yerushalayim. There was no minyan in Yerushalayim. Ramban started a shul, and I don't know what they did. They paid guys from the yeshiva out of town to come in for Shabbos or something, but they tried to patch it together a minyan, which means it was a place without a minyan. There was no minyan. There were only a handful of people there. Zot Tosfos himself, that in Yerushalayim, since people are coming to Yerushalayim from all over the place, and they have different minhagim, so what do? Yerushalayim itself didn't have a minig at that time. And people came in with this minig and that minig. So Tosfos says, in Yerushalayim, they had to be machmir, not to do malacha erev Pesach, because people came with a minig to do, people came with a minig not to do. So they have to. You have to do something as shavu l'chol nefesh. So not doing malacha is shavu l'chol nefesh. One who has a minute to do is not obligated to do. He's allowed to not do. So maybe they came together. It's like Tosfos. They had to chop on one minute. It shouldn't be a goodness that did this. So they picked on the chumrah of not doing malacha. But Tosfos says clearly they came from different places. They came to this one place and they had to keep one minute. So it's like there's some cipher that you see from Tosfos, not like this Rosh. You see that when people come together in one place, that they have to be kaveya, one minig, in the place that they come together. In the Gross time, why didn't they have to become stardom? It's a very good kasha. It's going to end up because of Rava, who says, shtei batei dinim could have two minhagim. Once there was shtei batei dinim, it was okay. I don't know if you have shtei batei dinim, if you go basar, right? It's done shtei batei dinim, shtei batei dinim. Okay, we're going to see. We'll get to it, because what you're asking is not, you're not the first one to ask. Okay, there's a tshuva of the Alshach and tshuva of the Marashdam back and forth who argue that.
Why isn't this a shuva?
Again, because we're talking about a minig that's based. Oh, you mean because that particular thing is a real minig? That's what you're saying. So that's a real minig. Why is nishre from our Gemara that what haraya yomer? No mind. What? Malach and Arpesach has a meaning, and therefore there should be no less this guy to do. So we're going to see if we pass him like that in Maskana. That's all we're going to see next. Okay, so we have, like I told you when we started Lysis Gaidu, we have to build how many exceptions to Lysis Gaidu do exist. And that's really the binyan of the whole sugya. We're asking from here, we're asking from there, we're trying to see exceptions. We have now. There's an exception, which is the case of Mikrias Megillah. What is the Hezber, that exception? So we have here two Terutzim in the Rosh. The Kitzah Piskei HaRosh understands Terutz number one to be telling us a Chiddush, that a tremendous Kula, that if the Aminhagim of different places, and people come together, that it's not an Avlo to have two Menhagim. If people are this Kapsu Yachad in a place where they come from two different Menhagim. Okay, so this is Kula number one. Let's put it aside, and let's see the next few lines of Gemara. Let's go back to Gemara. Let's see. The Gemara goes on. Why don't you ask from there? Why is it better to ask from there? Anybody? Why is it... What? Because Pesachim is before Megillah. That's what I assumed. But then why did he ask him from Yevamis, which is after Megillah, afterwards? The language is smasher like you. Ad kan leishanisa means that Vestis to Yisroel Shas in order. He's telling him, you didn't learn Pesachim, why do you have to ask Megillah? That bothered me because Yevamis is next. The Gemara, then he asks from Yevamis.
It's the same time as
Mom Shalom and Megillah. It's 5 different days. It's a better kasha. You're asking for Megillah, which is 5 different days. Have a better kasha. Here you have that at the same exact time, some do malach and some don't. Okay, good.
Isn't the Pesach clearly saying that we don't care if it's a better time, it's a better kasha, but not a better kasha?
I think we do care if it's a better kasha. Tosh just says that we didn't keep on asking kashas because you can keep on asking forever. Look, the Gemara here says, he's saying, why are you asking from there? Ask from here. There has to be a reason. Once you're asking, you can ask from all over the place. But when you're tithing to Rish Lakish, why are you asking from here? Ask from somewhere else. The somewhere else has to be a better kasha than the original kasha. It's a better kasha because our Reish Lakish is kasha, you have the Rosh's Teretz. So Rabbi Yochanan is saying, you should ask from here, and you don't have the Rosh's Teretz. Okay, that's the best way to learn, is that Adkan Lashanisa means you should have asked from here. Even though Adkan somehow is mashma, it has to do with... That can, but okay. So you should have asked. Now here we have a second kula. Okay, we learned so far the Rosh's kula or the Piskei Rosh. I don't know if it's called the Rosh or the Piskei Rosh. Second kula. Amina locha ano isura. I'm talking about isurim. By isurim, this lysis guy did it. Gamar Rav Shamber. I'm on beyachal kain v'pur bisman neyem zmanim harbi tiknu lem chachav. Va'at amrasli min haga. By minhagim, there's no problem with lysis gaididu. By minhagim, there's no problem with lysis gaididu. This is what it says here in the Gemara. So here we have kula number two, that by minhagim, there's no lysis gaididu. Minhagim does not mean if somebody has a minik to do a peshama and someone has a minik to do a peshil, that's not minhagim. That's a psak din. Minhagim means something that in its source is a minik and not a halacha. And in its source, it's a minig and not a halacha. That's the Gemara here is saying there's no lysis guided. That's based on a big machlaikis. Machlaikis from Yehuda Hermeyer, if you put on tefillin l'chamayim. So that's a minig like the Piskei Rosh is minig. That's two places. This place has a minig to paskin one way, and this place has a minig to paskin another way. So you have to be careful. The word minig could be easily misused. Some people use minig for cultural things in Klal Yisrael. If people say it's the minig to eat gefilte fish on Friday night, on Leil Shabbos, it's true. It's a minig to eat gefilte fish. If somebody would tell me that in his house, on Leil Shabbos, they have bagels and lox. They're also eating fish. And that's what they do. I don't know, there's something wrong. But it's not a halachic issue. That's not minig. Minig is something which has a basis, not a cultural thing, but it's a basis in some cheshbin that has to do with kedusha, not with culture. That has to do with kedusha. Not doing malacha erev Pesach if the chatzais is a halacha. Not doing it in the morning. It's a siyag, or Taisa says it's to remember the carbon Pesach. Whatever it is, that has a din minig. Something has a halacha of a minig. The Gemara says there's no lysis guy to do. And here we need to get clarity la halacha. There are two problems. Number one, the Rambam in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, where he brings Dinei lysis guy to do, the Rambam says that there's lois haskay to do by minhagim. I should say Rambam seems to say it. You look at his lashon. We'll have to see if he says it so clearly. But the lashon is of the Rambam is mashma that there is lois haskay to do on minhagim. The Rambam's in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, which is in the first volume of the Rambam, Perek Yud Beis Halacha Yadalid. And you should look at his lashon there. But he uses the word minik there. You have his lashon, Yossi. You have his lashon. No, he's looking to Piskei Rash. He uses the word minik, and the question is: if he means minik, or he means the minik to pasuk in this way? I don't know. Because if I desire, should be right at the beginning of the Rambam. What does he say? That's his lashon. Shtei pati diyim yirachas zenayi kiminig zeh, zenayi kiminig acher. Now you could argue minig there just means the minig to pass the beishav, minig to pass the beisil. That's why he said it's not so clear, but he does use the word minig. So if by minig there's lois haskay to do, it sounds like the Rambam holds, not like this Gemara, which Nisa has. The Ramah in Siman Tov Tzadik Gimel in Hilchos Sfiras HaOmer, I should say Hilchos Yemei HaOmer, the Ramah says, which days do you refrain from shaving or taking a haircut during Sfira? So it says that there are two menhagim, more than two menhagim, maybe it's two menhagim, some from Pesach to Lag BaOmer, and some from the beginning of Iyar until the Shlosh Yisimei Agbala of Shavuos. Two menhagim. Zakta Ramah, in one city, you shouldn't have people, some people doing the minig of Pesach till Lag BaOmer, and other people having the minig of Iyar till Shlosh Yisimei Agbala. You shouldn't have both groups in the same city. Here we have in the same classroom, right? People give this, people give that. But the Ramah says you shouldn't have these two minhagim in the same city. So here we have a kasha. The Gemara says on minig, there's no inyan of lois haskay to do. The Gemara says there's no lois haskay to do on minhagim. So the question is, why over there there's a it says that you can't have two menhagim in one city. So on this Ramah, there's a Magen Avraham. I have copies of the Magen Avraham. I'd like to pass them around. I'd like you all to learn it inside. Those who already have a copy, it's the same thing that I had in my shtender downstairs. And this Magen Avraham basically has the halachis of lois haskay to do by minhagim. Dinei lois haskay to do by minhagim is here. I tried to break it up into three pieces, the way I underlined it. There are three parts to it. The Magen Avraham speaks like a Rishon. He speaks very briefly, even though for Magen Avraham this is long. And therefore, I'd like you to look at it inside and chap the chidushim that are in this Magen Avraham along with me. Okay, the first, then the top, I underline Yevamos Yigimel because there he explains the Gemara. You should learn through it because he doesn't just bring the Gemara word forward, he explains the Gemara. We're going to skip down to the second thing I underlined. Now listen to what he says. Lamadnu mizeh. The davar she'ene yelaminig lo yamina be'lais this guy to do. U'bedavar shehu aser af shehu mitzad minig shayach lais this guy to do. That line. You have to digest what he's saying here. Davar she'ene yelaminig lo yamina lais this guy to do. B'davar shehu aser, af shehu mitzad minig, shayach lois haskay to do. What does he mean by that? I'll tell you the way I understand the Magen Avraham. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe you'll find someone to explain it differently. I think he means this. When the Minhagim of Sfira started, when they started centuries ago, it was a minig. Everyone, the Tamir Rabbi Kiva died 33 days. Some people kept these 33 days, some people kept those 33 days. It was a minig. Some people kept this, some people kept that. Over the Dairis, it became a halacha. It's a halacha based on minig, but it's a din. It's a halacha. If someone asks me a shayla, so I tell him that you're not allowed to take a haircut. Your minig is from Pesach till Lag BaOmer. You are not allowed to take a haircut in these days. For you, it's a iser which has a makar in a minig. So that even in Minhagim by Klal Yisrael, over time it becomes a din iser. Now Sfarad and Ashkenaz is not that way. Let's say Nusach Sfarad, Nusach Ashkenaz. Someone going to tell you it's an iser for you to daven Ashkenaz if you daven Sfarad? Nobody's going to use the word iser. He's supposed to keep your minig. You're not going to find someplace where it says that it's aser. There are halachis that are nikvado that get a din iser based on minig. Sfiras Haomer is such a din. There's an iser of 33 days. Which 33 days? Different minhagim. By now, the minhagim have a din iser. There's a halacha that you have to keep these days. And what the Magen Avraham is saying here, Lamadnu mizeh, the davashen yela minig loy amina beilais is gaidu. Ube davashahu aser afshu mitzad minig shayach leis gaidu. Something that starts as a minig, but has a shem iser already. Such a thing is shayach leis is gaidu. Shayach tam leis is gaidu on such a thing. That's the first chiddush.
Something that is aser mitam din. In other words, it is aser, but the minig is different how you treat it. I mean, it is aser to take care of the 33 days. Now we have a minig to apply that iser.
Right. So here, I'm not looking to be mekel in the iser. I'm not trying to do less than 33 days. I just want to go from these 33 to those 33. So why is that? Why is it like this guy to do? If you do 133, I do another. He's coming to the answer to the Ramah, right? The Ramah said that there's an iser of like this guy to do. If it's like you're saying, the iser is 33 days, and you and I are only differing in minig, so why is it a problem? Why is it a problem? We're only differing in minig. The Gemara says minig is mutter. So he's saying, he's coming to answer the Ramah. And look, this is the way I understand this first mahalach. Now he is a kash on it. Let's learn inside. We're going to talk about it tomorrow. This next line. Something that you could think someone doing different than you is not miskaven le'iser. Kugai malacha ein bay. Kugai malacha. Like the Gemara will say, if you're not working, it doesn't mean you hold tzasa to work. Maybe you just don't have any work. Ein bay mishum le'iser guy to do. V'kei gabi tespiris nami yesh leimer. Haraya ayme shein retzayne l'saper atzmai. He's saying here a taina, which will come back tomorrow. Then why is it Lysis going to do on haircuts? If I see someone not taking a haircut, I don't know what's his meaning not to take a haircut. Maybe he's just lazy. He's not taking a haircut. He wants to have long hair. So he's saying that there shouldn't be Lysis going to do for this reason. Now, you see there's a star and a sort of a circle and a there's a Nesiv Chaim on top. A good thing to know, the Nesiv Chaim is the Karbon HaSamel. And whatever it says in this, the Nesiv Chaim is word for word in the Karbon HaSanal in the back, on the Rosh Siman Tes. I think it's Karbon HaSanal Ishei. And for tomorrow, I'd like you to understand at least what he's saying, because tomorrow we're going to come back to this line and a half of the Magen Avraham. Okay, but today we're talking about Minig. So Chiddush number one of the Magen Avraham is the difference in a Minig and a minig that comes from an iser. Now go to chiddush number two. Miu yesh leimer, the lamaskana b'kol dover shayach leisus gaidu, the bezden echad bir echad. He says it could be in the maskana, the terutzim of Reish Lakish here on this amid, and that lamaskana. Reish Lakish is terutzim. Minig is different. Haraya aimer is different. Zakhtar Magen Avraham in his second chiddush, that it could be that's not lahalacha. Yeshleimu lemaskana B'chol dover shayach lois is gaid b'mezach b'yerecha. V'chei mashu p'sachim reish daf yudala b'taisus. He's referring to the same taisus I mentioned earlier. Taisus said when Yidden came together to Yerushalayim, it was lois is gaid to do. Some did malach erev Pesach in the morning, some didn't. So therefore, they had to chapa on one minig. So someone asked before, but that's only minig. By minig, there's no lois is gaid to do. Zakta Magen Avraham, we see from there, la halacha, by minig, there is lois is gaid to do. By all men. Excuse me. Who says Taisim Sachim is going? It could be the fear of Yechanan. I just mean the Lamaskana, meaning La Halacha. We don't pass like this member of Rish Lakish. So it could be Skyla of Yechanan. What you're saying is that Rabbi Yechanan holds that by meaning there is Lysis Guide to do, right? Right. Therefore, what? That there was a show. He's masking that by meeting this all is sky to them in the Maskana. That's what you say? You see, the point is, you know, it's interesting. The Chochmas Adam has, in the Binas Adam, he writes on this Magen Avraham, on this piece of the Magen Avraham, he says he never saw such a thing. The sum should be a Beferish Gemara. And the Gemara says it for a Pshitas. Amin alacha anam in haga? The Gemara says for a Pshitas, there's no less guy to do by a minig. And the Magen Avraham comes around, he says, oh, it's not the Maskana. The Chochmas Adam is Matmiya. Why should we say it's not the Maskana? Now, the Magen Avraham had a riot from a Taisus and Psachim, and the Chochmas Adam says the Teretz on the riot. So it's true, the Magen Avraham in the second Chiddush is saying a very big Chiddush. He's saying a Beferish Gemara is not La Halacha. Gemara says, Amin al-Khan amin haga, meaning there's no less this guy do, it's not Ladina. It's true, it's a very big Chiddush. But that is what the Magen Avraham is saying. He brings a raya from Psachim Daf Yadalit. If you look a little later, he brings a raya Beramazim Kasav from the Piskei Ator. The Piskei Ator I read you also says that by Minhagim, it's Shayach Lysis Guy to do. What did the Piskei Ator say? He said, if you come from different cities to a third city, oh, then you can keep different minhagim. But he was masking that if those two cities go to each other, that they have to be machmir. Now, if you hold, he means minhagim, not dinim. If you understand the Piskei Ator that way, which might not be what he meant, but then it's also a raya. So this is chiddush number two. So we have here so far two chiddushim in the Magen Avraham. Chiddush number one, a difference in a minig and an issa that comes from a minig. Chiddush number two, maybe by woman hugging this license guided. The third chiddush I underlined venerally. I think it's hard to read in your copies, we'll do our best. Venerally. Dafke b'makayim hadayim l'begila. The b'begila hakrochem gamkein svirulei shakfar b'chuyav l'kos kaidim. Who had in derech marshal shabbe medinas pailim. Noigin l'sanis v'loy meslichas chav sivim. In Poland, the minig was to have a tainis and a day of slichis on the 20th day of Sivan. Then this katsu b'nei poilin. V'chol medina acheres. L'mokim echad. Let's say people from Poland who have a minig to fast on the 20th of Sivan. Now people who come from a different country get together. Mutarim kol echad lasis kimin hagai. Ebiz evishim leisis gaididim. Avo b'davar shemuchulakim b'davar. However, something with is a machloikis, kagayin she'elu eichlin chelev b'nei reinis, velu ein eichlin. Two minhagim had to do nikur. Some eat this chelev, this part of the animal, and some don't. In this kapsul, l'makim echa, tzrichan lasis minig, shave, mishum, loisis gaidedu. So what's he saying here? He's saying, then when do we say this loisis gaidedu, amin hagim, that have a shaykhis to isurim? To a machlaikis and did. In Minhagim, however, that have a shaykhis, that don't have a question of this or that, or you're naig, that you fast on Chav Sivan, I don't fast. You can fast, doesn't bother me. It's not, I don't hold you doing an avla. It's not a machlaikis. There's such a thing, there's no lysis guide to do on Minhagim. Now you hear this third chiddush, a very important chiddush. What? What's called a minute? Nicker is a machlaikis. What depends? You mean today in the 21st century? That's a separate issue. There are two differences. It depends which one. But so I want to talk first about the Magen Avraham. Okay, Magen Avraham says a minig that comes from Achlaikis, what's this guy to do? A minig that doesn't come from Achlaikis, you can do it. I can do it your way. I can do it my way. We don't have a Achlaikis. No, what's this guy to do? This third point of the Magen Avraham is extremely important. For example, the minig. Some people wear a gartel, some people don't wear a gartel. Is it Lysis guy to do? No. I don't say it's an avla to wear a gartel. If someone wears a gartel, doesn't hold it's an avla not to wear a gartel. It's not a machlaikis in halacha. Hikain, it's a nice thing to wear a gartel. It's not a machlaikis in hikain. Nusach svar, nusach ashkenaz, I think it's the same thing. There's no machlaikis that nusach svar and nusach ashkenaz, which is better. Nusach ashkenaz. Nusach Sfard, at least the one that Ashkenazim use, has the Arizal's Kavanis stuck into Nusach Ashkenaz. So some people do say the Arizal's Kavanis, some don't say the Arizal's Kavanis. It's not a avla to say it, it's not an avla not to say it. This third chiddush of the Magen Avraham says that Devarim Atzluyim Beminig, where I don't say what you do is Aser, and you don't say what I do is Aser, that type of a thing is not like this guy to do Bechlau. Well, what does this guy do at all? Because what kind of license this guy do is it?
Isn't that the same as the first time? It's not the same words, but it comes out exactly the same thing.
Does it come out the first? The same as the first?
The first
teres is a chiddush. That something, a minig, could become an iser once it's nikva. I would have thought the third teres that the two minhagim of sphira, I would have thought there's no problem. Based on the third teretz, because in its makar, it's not that these people held those people are doing wrong and those people held these people are doing wrong. You're supposed to give 33 days. It became this way. Here he's saying this chiddush. Now this is again an important chiddush. If you think about it, it goes back to what we discussed by Lifnei Iver, the Marbach. There are things where I do it one way, you do it another way. Well, I hold you're doing an Aveira. It's Lifnei Iver. I hold what you're doing is wrong. If I give it to you, it's Lifnei Iver. There are other things where I hold, I'm doing it my way, you're doing it your way. I have Minig Avaisav, you have Minig Avaisav. It's not connected to Yisurim. Now, I'm not saying it's exactly the same. Could be the Lifnei Iver, the Gedarim are different. But the concept is the same idea here. If it's not Gebait on Yisurim, there should be no problem. Now, let's say, putting on tefillah chol mayed, that's Yisurim. Those who hold to put on, hold it to chiyuv. Those who hold not to put on, hold it to nisr. So there, it's going to be less this guy to do. There's no two ways around it with tefillah chol mayed. Because each side holds the other side is doing an aveira. However, you wind your tefillah in the way what we call svard, outwards, or what you call ashkenaz, inwards. Everybody agrees. You can put on tefillin either way. Tefillin is kosher. You wind it out. You wind it in. If you wear your tefillin, you wind it in one direction. You're stuck somewhere. They give you tefillin. They wind the other way. No problem. You can put it on the chatchilah. You don't have to be mishana. You don't have to get a change or anything. It's 100%. You can do it both ways. It just it evolved that way. That some do it this way. Some do it that way. It's not a question of yisur. So in this third chiddush of the Magen Avraham, he's making this geder here. Now. The question, of course, will be if the three exceptions of the Magen Avraham argue with each other, they don't argue with each other, whether to pass them that way, we'll have to see. But right now, we learned two things. We learned the chiddush of the Piskei HaTorah. If you come together at a place and you have Minig HaMakayneis. And we have the din of Minig, which is this is the main place, this Magen Avraham. The third. What? So according to this, how would he be answering Sphira? He would be saying that by Sphira in the Makar, I don't say that if you keep Sphira from Rosh Chodesh to Lag BaOmer, you're doing an Isser. and you don't say if I keep it the other day it's a nisi. It became in Hagim in different places, but in the Makar it's not a machlokes. What? So according to this, it would be not like the Ramah. It would not be in Hagim. There's lashon. It's funny. He forgets the Ramah, and by the time he gets here, he doesn't say what he holds about the Ramah. Okay, so this is where we're holding. We still have the third Hagdara, which is Haraya Aymer, which we have to come back to that line. Now what we're going to do is we're going to learn the Sugya. Basically, we have the two things I spoke about today. The Haraya Aymer that we're going to have with this Rosh tomorrow. We'll have a Bayan Rava. Once we finish all the exceptions, we're going to start again. We're going to take a look at the contemporary Tshuvas and see what they say, and we'll try to figure out why they say it. It stims. Okay, but this basically is the idea. One more Nakuda. There's a machlaikis why Lysis guy to do. It was Ashte Tyrus or else machlaikis. I'd like to get to it tomorrow. The Prima Gadim on this Magen Avraham, for those of you who are used to looking at Prima Gadims, right near the beginning, the first six or seven lines, he talks about, when he says Simitov Samaches, he talks about this Inyan of Machlaikis and the Inyan of Lysis Gaididu, so Yitzhak Hashem, if you have a chance, I'll look at it for you.